207. Good morning, would you identify yourselves for the record?
Sergeant Michael Segrist, Thomas Valen Michael, S-I-G-R-I-S-T, Keeper of Records, Bridgeport Police Department.
Thank you.
Officer Rachel Simpson, paramedics, division commander.
Thank you. Statement of your case, Sergeant?
We applied, denied the appellant due to misinformation on an application about a revoked pistol permit.
Do you want to make a brief statement, or would you like to wait and state your case after they make their case?
Oh, you're gonna have to speak up, sir. I can barely.
I can wait.
Don't talk into the mic, just talk loud.
I can wait.
Okay, thank you. Sergeant?
So the appellant applied. He checked off that he never had a license revoked, which was incorrect. He did have one revoked with an incident that was nollied in Bridgeport.
And that's the case?
Correct.
Okay. Would you like to cross-examine the sergeant at all?
No, he's not wrong. I did incorrectly.
You're going to have to really yell it.
Don't worry about the microphone. We can't.
I did incorrectly check off that I did not. I was speeding through the application, and when I got to those specific questions, I wasn't sure how to answer because I had completed the program that the court had wanted me to do for the few months. And then when I reapplied, I didn't have prior knowledge of how to accurately answer those questions. So I checked off no only because the case has already been, dissolved and everything was wiped away to my acknowledgement. And then when I went to reapply and stuff like that, I went to the class, submitted everything, fingerprints and things like that, that's when I received the denial for wrongfully checking off the box. And then that's when I made the appeal. And then in the appeal, I stated that I was speeding through the application. And then when I got to those specific questions, again, I didn't know how to answer. Even when I asked my mom to help me, because she's a part of the, she used to work for the federal courthouse. She didn't have any knowledge of how to help me neither. So like I said, I sped through it and I checked it off. No, that I didn't, even though prior to I did. I just thought to answer no only because the records were, not there anymore. So that's the only reason why I thought to do that.
Sergeant, would you like to cross-examine the appellant?
Have you had any more issues since that incident?
No, I haven't.
How was your state of mind?
Is anything else? I'm sorry.
Anything else? How's your well-being and all that type of stuff? Personal life.
From then till now, everything's been fine. I'm a director of my own volleyball program. I'm a head coach at a high school. I teach at a high school. I also am a coach at one of the colleges here in Connecticut as well. And from the time the incident occurred until today, or let's say from the time the incident occurred until I completed the program, from the program completion till now, everything has been copacetic. I have no run-ins with the law enforcement, no PTAs or anything like that. Everything has been pretty good. As far as my mental, I've been fine. I know that what I've done on that night was a big, grave mistake. Granted, it was for my brother's memorial, but that's not an excuse to do what I did. But from then to now, I've been fine. I've been mentally okay, physically okay. I've been all right.
Since that issue happened in 20, several years ago, 2020.
2020.
We are open to issuing his permit.
So you believe the appellant is suitable?
Correct.
Okay.
There's no, we just ran him again the other day and he has no record, so.
Basis of the issuing authority being the appellant is suitable, I'd make a motion to find for the appellant.
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
When you guys sent me information on Tuesday, this is someone else's information. I tried to call you guys to get it.
We'll take care of that.
Sure. I didn't want to like.
All right.
Thank you, Sergeant.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sergeant will talk in.
Yeah, we'll be outside.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.